Good morning, Don.
Hey, it's good to be with you this morning.
Oh, this Friday morning.
Friday morning.
We're getting ready to be famous in Brevard.
Yeah.
With Tammy Hopkins. She may even be on the air right now as we speak.
I don't usually tell people not to listen, but if you want to tune into what you could do is tune into WYFF Channel 4 and watch Tammy and then switch back real quick to us.
Yes, because she's going to come on here and talk to us too.
Yeah.
So later.
Yeah. They're going to talk because she's giving tours. Tammy is with the Transylvania County Arts Council, in case you don't know her, and she's very, very vivacious.
She is.
She's a good entertainer, and she should do a great job on the Today Show publicizing the tour that her and Leah Trapp of the Transylvania Times are doing together for the Hunger Games.
Yes.
Up there at the DuPont State Forest. So that is this morning.
It is. A 7 o'clock hour. Don't know what time, but well, I'm excited. I'm going to have to pull it up on Hulu or something.
Yeah, we'll watch it.
So
we'll
see it.
TiVo, and we were talking about that yesterday. Nobody watches actual live television anymore. You watch.
I know. Well, it was funny. My parents last night were watching Missing, which is a really good show that's on. It's got Ashley Judd in it. And they said, well, I thought you liked this show. I said, I do, but I'm not going to watch it right now. Will you miss it? I said, no, I can watch it on the computer this weekend, leisure.
That's it. You just watch
television. I had far too much to do last night to watch it.
You used to have to arrange your schedule around the TV shows. Now your television shows arranged.
No more.
Hey, there you go. Welcome to the 21st century. Speaking of which, it's time now for a check of today in history. Let's see what happened on this date. Way back 1822, Florida became a U.S. property.
Oh.
Yeah, very good. We welcome them. 1842, Dr. Crawford W. Long of Jefferson, Georgia, uses ether for the first time during a minor operation.
Good for him.
But because he kept falling asleep, the next time he used it on the patient. Just pass the ether around, would you?
I am so easy.
Yeah. On this date,
my gosh.
1853, a patent was granted for the invention of a pencil with an attached eraser.
Oh, my.
What a great idea.
Wow.
It was much safer than the original idea, which was a kitchen knife with an eraser at the other end.
Yeah.
A lot of people got injured that way.
I guess so.
It was not good.
Yeah.
On this date, 1867, the U.S. agreed to buy Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million.
Wow. That's a lot of money back then.
It was.
Now that'll just barely get you a tank of gas.
That was called, Stewart's Folly, I believe. Everybody was like, what are you buying? There's nothing up there but ice. And,
is that what it was called?
Yeah, Stewart's. He was.
Oh, you learned something in Catholic school.
I believe
you?
He was Secretary of State at the time or something. And,
I didn't learn that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't learn that. What do you call it? Parochial.
Parochial.
Is that what all the rest of us went to?
No. That's
what you went
to. That's what I went to. Right. What
did we go to?
Public school.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
I don't know.
Right,
I went to Transylvania County schools. I don't know what they
subject
were
of a public school education, right there. By the way, that deal was handled by Century 19 Real Estate. Just so you know.
Oh.
Because it happened in the 1800s. Get it?
What was the commission on that?
These are the jokes. That's as good as it gets.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
Let's break the commission down, see what that would have been.
We'll figure that. 7.2, that's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
And that's land, so that'd
be it'd be a bigger 10%.
That's like 700,000.
Wow, that would have set somebody forever, ever, amen, back then.
All right, let's go play our song from the day in history. You like this one. Hall & Oates.
I love Hall & Oates.
1977. This was their first number one song. In their career, they had 6 number one songs. This was the first one. From March 30th, 1977, Rich Girl.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. You can
Rich Man. Hall & Oates, number one tune.
Rich Girl. You said Rich Man. That's from Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, okay. Well, actually...
You got confused.
Actually, I'm not confused.
You're not?
No, because if you know the history of the song...
Oh, go ahead.
I always like to...
You're such a genius.
I'm not a genius.
You are.
I just read up about this stuff.
I know.
He wrote the song about a boy, actually. It was a girlfriend of his who had dated a very rich guy, and he was a little on the strange side. And that's what the song's about. But he thought it'd be kind of funny for him to be singing about a rich guy. So he changed it to Rich Girl, and I got all confused. Anyway.
It's okay.
It is 17 minutes after the hour.
I've learned something new today, kid.
Yeah, there you go. Stick with me, kid.
Mm-hmm.
18 minutes after the hour of 7. We just had a report about a controlled burn today.
Controlled burn off of Highway 280 in the Turkey Pen area. About 200 acres. And I didn't write down what time. What did he say?
It's 10 o'clock this morning.
Okay. Yeah.
So you see a lot of smoke out that way as you're going up 280 on the left. That's what that is. That's where old 280 is on the left-hand side as you go up. Okay, that's up there. But what's the name of that? Laurel Lakes and
oh,
all
is
that.
That the area?
Up that area, yeah.
Okay. So be careful. I was trying to figure out where he was talking about.
Yeah. All right, okay. So take it easy. Coming up, we've got a check of the nutty news. We'll do that right after a check of the weather.
This check of the weather is brought to you by The Sharing House.
This is Brevard's White Squirrel Radio, WSQL.
All right, here we are now at 22 past the hour of 7 o'clock in the morning. It's time for a check of the nutty news. The nutty news is brought to you by our friends over there at the White Squirrel Shop. Normally, putting Adolf Hitler's face on a product you're trying to sell will only bring you trouble, unless that is, it's toilet paper.
Oh.
Designer student, you know where I'm going with this.
I do, and I think this is awesome thus far.
Designer student George Buckrucker from Bonn, Germany. Buckrucker, yeah, that's his
what
name.
What else would he design other than toilet paper?
Be careful how you pronounce that name. From Bonn, Germany, has created rolls of toilet paper with special pictures of Hitler on each square. What makes them special is Hitler is shown without his trademark mustache, and users are invited to...
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know. Add your own. Still, there are critics who say this is not... this is a little on the tacky side. He says people should lighten up a bit. My toilet paper is not just practical, it's making a point. There you go. All right. So it doesn't say where you can get it, though. I don't know if you can get it yet in the United States. That might be a product that is
well, all I know
in the development stage.
That school in New York that changed the textbooks that we talked about earlier in the week.
Oh, you're flashing back on me?
I am.
Okay. All right. Well, let's review what's going on.
Go ahead. You tell.
All right. There was a school. I had a story. Was it yesterday?
No. It was Tuesday. Monday,
Tuesday, or Wednesday?
Wasn't Tuesday.
Or Thursday.
It was Monday.
Okay. About a school in New York that is rewriting all of its textbooks to take out words like dinosaur because that would...
offend someone.
Offend fundamentalists. Take out the word birthday because that offends the Jehovah's Witnesses. There was actually a lot more words in there that they couldn't list them all.
Right.
That they were taking out of the books.
So they wouldn't offend anybody.
Okay.
So here's what I say. They will never have that up there in that school system because that might offend some of our Nazi people that live over here.
That's right. We wouldn't want to do that.
Honestly. Yes. I told you I was going to use my powers for good and not for evil today.
Okay.
I was going to be very, very, very good and happy. Well, and then you brought that up and it made me flashback. But that's pretty funny.
You flashback. Yeah. That's a funny story.
It is a funny story.
I'd buy a roll of that.
I'd buy a roll of that too.
All right. There you go. And that's a check of the nutty news.
These days it's so important to buy made in America.
On there, and I was going to pull that up. Maybe I will. after I do the news and see, I heard that he was very fidgety and his sentences didn't make sense and he was jumping around.
Is he back on the crack?
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe not quite so bad. But he was trying to apologize. That was supposed to be the whole premise that he's doing this media tour. He's supposed to be going around and saying, I'm real sorry for my actions last year. Oh, and by the way, I have a new TV show that he's producing and putting, he's the one that's funding.
Anger management.
The whole thing. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah. So he's going to be a psychologist. It should be.
That's a little scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be a little strange.
Winning.
Duh.
Tiger blood. Adonis DNA. That was my ringtone for a while on my phone. Winning. Duh. Winning. Duh. It was funny to hear that coming out of my purse. It's just Charlie Sheen in my purse. It's okay.
We have that on the on the station, actually, as one of our sweepers.
Is it wrong, though, that I enjoy the manic, crazy, drug-induced Charlie Sheen much more than I do clean, sober, normal Charlie Sheen?
Well, it takes one to know one, as they say.
Wait a minute.
Uncle.
That's not funny.
Uncle Cracker.
That's insulting, I think.
You think about that. All right, we'll let Uncle Cracker bring us up to news time at the bottom of the hour. Uncle Cracker.
And Aunt Cheese Whiz. Isn't that what you said?
Uncle Cracker has to be married to Aunt Cheese Whiz, don't you think?
Yes.
It only makes sense to me.
It does.
All right. Anyway, this is Uncle Cracker on a Friday morning. He says, smile.
You're better than the best.
I was even watching.
I know. Pay attention. There you go. Brown Eyed Girl. Good sound.
That's the best part of that song.
The shalalas.
That bit, pop, bit, pop.
Oh, okay, thank you. Part. It is 7:40 in the morning our time.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning once again to you.
Good morning. I need to go ahead and tell the people that I have diagnosed Charlie Sheen.
Oh, okay.
It's important.
Psychologist Ia Dossi.
Yes, during the music break. That's funny. We call that the break.
Okay.
Anyway, we pulled up Charlie Sheen's interview on the Today Show. And in case you're just joining us, what we're talking about is Charlie Sheen was supposed to go on this media tour saying he was sorry for his bad behavior last year. And he's also got a new show called Anger Management that's coming on FX. And there were reports that he was just really nuts on the Today Show yesterday with Matt Lauer. Well, we pulled it up and he was. But I have diagnosed him. What I think...
Wait a minute. Wait.
What?
I saw the same thing you saw. And he just looked a little disheveled. He didn't look nuts.
Don... He looked like a hot mess is what he looked like.
Well, I mean, but he always does that. I mean, but he didn't.
He looked like he'd been up all night, and even you said that.
Right. Yeah. That doesn't make you a nut.
But he was jumping around, and his words...
All right.
That's what he did a lot.
You're the psychologist.
I am. It's my diagnosis.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Me and Dr. Drew concur with this.
Go ahead.
I feel like that he's manic depressive, and he has just been in a manic state for a very long time, and the alcohol and the drugs... have just exasperated his manic manic state.
When was this on? This was on Monday?
Yesterday.
I was going to say it could be a manic Monday. All right, well.
You're welcome, America. You're welcome, Charlie Sheen.
All right, thank you. Later we'll check out your credentials and
yes, I got my medical degree online.
From Brevard High School?
Yeah, online.
Online.
Not even from Brevard High School,
okay.
Online.
Here we go. Now, this is helpful. Now, this is information that I think you can use. All right?
Okay.
Maxim magazine offers these tips to guys on how to get the girl.
Oh.
And you know what an old romantic I am, right?
You are. And I know you all the time read Maxim magazine.
These are things
I pull it out of your hands all the time.
Sure you do.
Stop it.
And I'm sure these are the kind of things that I certainly would encourage you to do.
Okay, good.
Give her chocolate.
Oh, that's a good one.
If she's allergic, dip the chocolate in medicine. That makes sense.
Give her some Benadryl along with it.
Take her for a long romantic walk. If you're too tired to walk, follow her on a mini bike.
Oh, that's romantic.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Take a trip together. If you can't afford a trip, enlist in the Navy.
Enlist in the Navy.
Exercise is a sure way to make her hot. If she's still not hot after the exercise, suggest plastic surgery.
Oh, that's a good one.
Do you like that one?
That will get you far, boys.
How about this one? Slash her tire, then leave a new tire on her doorstep, ring the bell, and run.
Oh.
You'll be her hero.
Oh. Well, you should stick around and let her know that you brought her a new tire.
New tailor. I got this for you, honey.
Don't tell her you slashed the first one, though.
No, of course not. Invite her over for a quiet dinner at home. While you're at it, invite all your friends over, too. Get a keg. Have a party.
Oh, yeah. She will very much appreciate that.
I'm sure of that.
Uh-huh. Then make her clean up the mess afterwards.
I think that's a good idea. This one I like.
Yeah.
Introduce her to all your friends. If you don't have any friends, take her to a cemetery and say that all your friends died on a class trip. And while she's crying, make your move.
That is awful. I told you we were using our powers for good, and that is not using them for good. That's for evil. You've gone to the dark side.
I think that's something that, you know, other people probably wouldn't try. It might work.
Don.
Tell her she looks beautiful. If she doesn't react, that means she's sleeping. Gently wake her. Gently wake her and reiterate how beautiful she looks. If she screams in terror, serve her breakfast in bed. There you go.
These are great sound words of advice.
I think these are sage. Yeah. This kind of stuff that, like I said, I would do. This one is a good idea. This is a good tip. Uh-huh. Send flowers to her workplace, unless, of course, she works in a floral shop. In that case, send a beehive.
Okay, that is stupid.
All right. And finally, arrange activities that you both enjoy, such as watching you suffer. There you go. Tips.
I really like that last one a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A lot. Especially after the cemetery one.
You want to make me suffer?
I am. You're suffering the rest of the day.
Where's the strangest place that you ever went on a date? Do you know? Can you think of it offhand?
I can.
Oh, okay. You want to share it?
It was to a church in this county.
Uh-huh.
Where they really handled snakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you handle the snake?
No. I needed to go back home to my Methodist church.
Okay.
Where all we did was sit down and stand up.
I see.
That's the craziest we got.
Okay. Did you ever go on a second date?
I married him.
All right. And converted him, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay, very
and
good.
And showed him the error of his ways.
I see.
On many things.
I see. Made him suffer for that
one. I
don't
mean to be insulting to anyone who's listening.
No.
How really, I don't, but that just wasn't for me.
No, I can understand that.
Yeah, it was a little scary.
That was a little scary. All right, coming up.
I don't think they can get the radio station up there where we went to church, so I think we're good.
You're good.
Yeah, that's pretty far up yonder.
Okay.
Oh, did you hear that? That just slipped out up yonder.
Up yonder. I think I know what you're talking about. Come up in just a couple of minutes, so we're going to talk to the Hammer.
Oh.
And we'll do that right after this golf tip brought to you by Executive Planners.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Sloan with your weekly golf tip. Today we're going to talk about a specialty shot. Unfortunately, it takes a lot of practice. Yeah.
Good morning, Don. Look how pretty it is outside.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day. Looks like it's going to be a pretty good weekend. There's always that chance when you get into the spring and summer of that afternoon rain shower, but other than that, looks good.
I know. Look at all the famous people walking by, too.
Yeah.
See what happens when we have one of our own on the Today Show? All of a sudden, famous people are walking up and down our streets.
Yeah, that's right. Any minute now, Steve Martin's going to go in for a haircut.
Well, he should. Yeah. And, you know, and I think that there's other famous people. I saw Jimmy Buffett out here earlier and Denver Pyle, who, you know, is Uncle Jesse and Briscoe Darling. You might know him from...
Okay.
Let's I told move. You it's Famous Friday.
Let's move. That's right. Famous Friday. Let's move along this morning right
Who
now.
Who are you? Who do you want to be?
Who do I want to be? I don't know. You think about that. You get to decide because it's your fantasy. Let's take time.
I'm bringing you in, though.
Thank you. For a check of the birthday list this morning, it's brought to you by our friends over there at Blue Ridge Bakery. Nora Jones is 33 years old today. Pretty voice.
She has a great voice.
Mark Consuelos.
Oh, Kelly Ripa's Mr. Kelly Ripa.
That's right. I'm sure he loves to be called that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not listening this morning. He's watching the Today Show.
I see. 42. Better not be. 42 years old today. Celine Dion.
She is the best singer in the world.
44 today.
Oh,
happy
good
birthday
for her.
To her. And Tracy Chapman, 48 today.
You got a fast car. And I got a plan to get us out of here.
All right, that's enough. MC Hammer.
Go Hammer.
Hammer. Yeah, where's that? Do that. He is 50 years old today.
Here come the hammer. Yeah, you're going to confuse people. They're going to think Coach Clayton's coming back on.
I think it's sports time. He's 50 years old today.
Gosh.
Yeah.
He's still broke.
Yeah, I guess so. Ooh, Eric Clapton. There's a good one.
Would you know
my
name?
He is 67 years old today. Happy birthday to him.
If I saw
and Warren Beatty is...
How old is he? 302?
74 years old today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 74. Does that make you feel old?
Make me feel old? Why should I feel old?
I don't know.
He's 74.
He's married to Annette Bening, so
yeah, he is.
He can be 74,
he's
I guess,
been,
right?
He's been, that's right, and mm-hmm. going strong. All right, anyway, that's the celebrity list. Let's talk a little bit about Blue Ridge Bakery. Yum, yum, yum.
Mm.
Good stuff. You want to go by there today for lunch? You know, you could go by one of those fast food joints and get one of them greasy hamburgers and those french fries all slathered in salt and grease.
No.
And, you know.
Go get some soup. And some good food.
Yeah, good healthy food. It's all homemade.
Especially the cupcakes are very healthy.
Yeah.
They have real fruit in them.
Well,
strawberries.
After you eat that healthy lunch, you deserve a little
you
treat.
You do. Or one of the chocolate-filled croissants.
Croissants.
Those are my favorite.
All right. So anyway, go on by Blue Ridge Bakery, 883-8444 if you want to go on by there on South Broad Street. Right here in Brevard. All right, who's having a birthday locally today on our birthday list? Margaret Guerin.
Oh, Margaret.
Celebrates a birthday today. Sharon McLendon. Tina Owen celebrates a birthday today, too. Tomorrow, Angela Due, as opposed to Angela Don't.
I bet she's never heard that before.
I know it. Always go for the cheap joke.
Uh-huh.
Tommy Burgess has a birthday tomorrow as well. All right, there's 31 days in March.
Uh-huh.
So it's a long month.
It
okay,
is.
Tomorrow's the last day. And then April Fool's Day. You ready for April Fool's?
Yeah.
Okay. Our birthday cupcake goes to Tina Owen.
Yay.
Congratulations to you, Tina. Go on by Blue Ridge Bakery. They'll fix you up. If you want to be on the birthday list, it is WSQLradio.com. Click on the link that says Birthday Club, and fill out the little form, and you're in.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Yeah, go out and have a good day.
Especially to our friend Margaret Guerin.
Yeah,
Margaret. I hope she's listening.
Yeah, she, Margaret listens. She's good.
Yes.
Otherwise, you see Margaret today, you wish her a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you have plans. You've already spent the money for that you've won in the lottery, right?
Yes.
That's good.
Part of it, anyway.
No, okay.
I tried to. I earmarked a lot of it last night at dinner. That was our dinner conversation.
I see.
Topic of conversation.
I see.
So,
but you know what's going to happen, though?
What?
If you did win,
mm-hmm.
and I do mean if, it's a big if, you know, things would change.
Mm-hmm.
Things would change. You would not, all of a sudden, this plans to be so philanthropic, all of a sudden, you know, you'd be doing stuff like this.
It's mine, you understand? Mine! All mine!
Okay.
Go! Mine! Yeah. I remember that episode well.
Okay. So I just want to tell you, be prepared.
I still feel like I could hire someone to protect me.
Yeah.
From myself.
Ho ho ho. Very funny. Ha ha ha. It is to laugh.
Okay. We'll see. But I wish you a lot of luck on that anyway.
Well, you'll be wishing me luck when I win. You'll be saying, "Yeah."
That's right. I'll be looking to cash in.
Uh-huh.
And you know what you'll be saying?
It's mine, you understand? Mine! All mine!
I will not.
Coming up
I told you I'm going to make lots of professionals in this town very happy. Lawyers yeah. and accountants and tax advisors and financial advisors.
It's mine, you understand? Mine! All mine!
Okay, thank you very much. Here's Nora Jones. Pretty song from her. This is called I Don't Know Why.
Accidents, road closures, and other local emergencies. Call or text 828-761-1-TIP. That's 828-761-1847.
24 now past the hour of 8 o'clock in the a.m. 55 degrees out there. Not going to be a bad day at all. Mm-hmm. We're looking for a good day. Friday. Yes, indeed.
Friday.
We just saw Tammy on the Today Show.
We did. It was so exciting. I got chill bumps because they started the whole segment out with a map of the United States, highlighted North Carolina, and then highlighted Transylvania County.
Here we are.
Pretty
we
awesome.
Are on the map.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's good. And then they showed some nice scenes of Triple Falls
and DuPont State. And Tammy and some rhododendrons that I'm thinking were in DuPont.
Yeah,
probably. I'm just going to say they are.
Okay.
And, I don't think there's any rhododendrons anywhere else in this county other than in DuPont State Forest.
It was a nice feature. It was a nice feature, though. The lady, who was reporting, do you know?
I don't even know. I don't really generally watch the Today Show.
Neither do I.
But they did a good job.
I'm usually busy then. But,
yes. Me too, but if I watch anything, I watch GMA. Sorry. But
yes.
I'm glad that the Today Show was here.
Good publicity for us.
It's awesome.
We are on the map.
Very
That's all right.
exciting. And apparently it was filmed in Charlotte as well, a couple scenes. And then there was a lot. It wasn't just Western North Carolina, but it was a lot of North Carolina
they
used.
And we're going to get Tammy. Movie. We'll see if we can get Tammy on the show here. If she's listening, she can call in or stop on by,
she's
which she often
by.
Does.
She told me she was coming by.
Okay,
she promised
good.
Me.
We'll see her in just
yes.
a few moments. All right. Other things going on in the news of interest you might care about. See what you think about this. Charles Barkley wearing a dress in a new Weight Watchers ad.
Charles Barkley, the basketball player? Charles
yeah.
Barkley?
Well, you know another one?
Well, no, but I couldn't figure out why he was first in a Weight Watchers ad, and secondly, why he's in a dress.
Well, obviously he gained some weight, but I don't know why he's in a dress either, unless he's coming out.
Maybe he's like Dennis Rodman, and he's a cross-dresser.
Well, did you see
know.
What Dennis Rodman has broke?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, he hadn't paid his child support.
It's unbelievable. These guys make millions, hundreds of millions.
Well, he spent all his money on tattoos and piercings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen her on TV as Marilyn Monroe, Megan Hilty. Has landed a record deal now.
She's on Smash, that show Smash, that I love. I know
Do
that you?
You
haven't watched it, but it's...
What's it about?
It's
smashing things?
No, it's about a Broadway show, and it takes from the very beginning of how a Broadway show starts. It's not a reality show. It's a drama.
Well, I'd rather see
so
it.
So good.
I'd rather see it if they were smashing things.
Of course you would, like cars or people's heads or something.
According to a new survey, half of all U.S. homes have at least one Apple product. Do you know that? Do you have any Apple products?
I do. I have several iPods.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Two.
Oh, okay.
Or three. Three.
Yeah. I've got a few in the refrigerator. They're
do you? You green, got some apples?
Green and red. Variety. Let's see. Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees has to undergo emergency intestinal surgery, but so far he's doing well.
He's the only one left.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. Doris Roberts, forever known as the mom on Everybody Loves Raymond, is going to be on an episode of Desperate Housewives next month.
Oh my gosh, she will kick their butts. I feel sure of it.
And let's see, Michelle Obama is going to appear on the April 3rd and 10th episodes of The Biggest Loser.
Aw, that's good.
Yeah, I guess give encouragement.
Yeah.
And what do you think of this now? Another new study shows that 84% of people who call in sick to work, just like our own Andy Rissman, the remaining 16% are either staying at home with a sick child, need a mental health day, or are nursing a hangover or looking for a new job.
I need a mental health day.
You need a mental health month. But that's beside the point. We won't go into that.
Aww.
We've got all the latest news coming up next. You prepare to deliver the news.
I don't know if I am, since you just said that comment.
Oh, no.
Maybe I may decide to say it backwards.
You know I'm only joshing, you know. I mean, you're all set to win that lottery, and when you do...
It's mine, you understand? Mine! All mine!
All right. I was going to take care of you, but no more!
Ho, ho, ho. Very funny. Ha, ha. It is to laugh.
Be more funny!
Wow, are you pushing every button you have?
And you know what? Because you said that...
Of course, you know this means war.
He is pushing every button.
Why not?
Don't.
Holy baloney. I think someone ought to punch him in the eye.
Anything else?
Yeah. Do the Law and Order one.
Pick on me, will you?
Boom, boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following statement did not necessarily reflect the opinion of anyone in his right mind.
And with that...
Wow.
We'll go into the news.
More music next.
Don't worry. I'll be right back.
For WSQL News.
And because I'm trying to butter you up because she's convinced she's going to win the lottery, I'm going to let you have my share of all the ramps you want, all right?
I'm just kind of wondering, aren't there going to be people upset when they discover their ramps are missing? You know, you have to drive their car to it and they won't be able to get up the ramp
anymore.
There's just nothing there.
You know what?
He's such a Yankee.
He's not a Yankee. He's a Floridian, which I love Floridians. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But you're a Yankee.
Yeah.
He's a Floridian.
Oh, okay.
We need some people in here that know what ramps are.
Do you like ramps?
I have never had one.
But she likes ramps.
I've never had one.
But you've driven up them.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good.
But I feel like my Aunt Thelma's probably cooked them, and maybe I've eaten them.
Have you ever eaten a raw onion? Have you ever bitten into it? Imagine a raw onion times 10.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I bet your breath smells really good.
Your whole body. Really? Oh, yeah, it's just like garlic.
There's a ramp festival somewhere in Western North Carolina.
Well, we don't want to know where it is.
I can't remember where it is, but it's somewhere here.
But people do crave them and go out and hunt them and cook with them and do stuff.
Think you can pickle them?
I don't know. It'd probably melt the jar.
I made that up.
Pickled ramps.
I kind of made that up.
Okay. But anyway, you can have my share, all right?
I don't want your share of the ramps. But I want your respect. I want your love and respect. That's all I want.
But.
Ho, ho, ho. Very funny.
You're on the Daffy Duck mood today.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you're not going to get that, but can I at least get on your good side?
Yes.
All right, good.
I promise you, if I win, I will take care of you and Nancy.
All right.
Financially.
All righty. We're all set then.
Yes.
Coming up, I'm counting on it now.
You should.
That's my retirement plan.
I know.
All right. Coming up.
Because you're going to be going, oh my gosh, I cannot believe you won, Ia.
Yeah.
I told you this was going to change your life for the worse. You know, yesterday, do we have time then I tell what you had me doing yesterday? Don said, don't buy that lottery ticket because if you win, it will change your life. You will not have any hope.
It'll ruin your life.
Yeah, it'll ruin your life. You won't have any hope. You'll be bored.
Too much money.
Yeah, he had me laying on the streets of Brevard with a needle stuck out of my arm.
Did you just hear the news story that 90% of the people who win the lottery are broke in 5 years? 90%.
They just don't have good financial advisors like Dean St. Marie. Okay. I would be very happy if I win the lottery.
I'm sure that'll solve all your problems.
Among my attorney, who I've picked out already, and my accountant, who I've picked out already, and my bank, United Community Bank, will be very happy with me.
Enjoy.
They've supported me for this long.
it's time for me to give back to them. Okay. All right, Pam. We'll see what happens. Let's move along. We'll take a check of the weather. We've got a look at sports also headed your way. Stay tuned.
Whether you're looking to replace that old